Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Southeast Asia is standing out as a market that is starting to demand higher quality products. Joe Sowers, Regional Vice President for the U.S. Wheat Associates in South and Southeast Asia, talks about how the U.S. stacks up against competitors such as Australia, Canada, and the Black Sea region, especially when it comes to the U.S. being higher priced on wheat.
Our long-term investment in breeding technologies, we bred our wheats for targets that for our biggest markets, which is ourselves. We in the United States, we eat hamburger buns and loaf breads and cookies, crackers, cakes, and so we bred our wheat classes for those. And so really, in these export markets, we are superior products at the end of the day. Now, are we priced higher than our competitors? Absolutely. It's almost without fail, we're higher priced. But when you come into an automated line, if your inputs are causing problems, if they're not uniform, if they're not consistent, and then you cause a long automated line to lock up or somehow fail, then the costs of that quickly outpace the costs of your inputs.
Sowers points out that the U.S. Wheat Associates has made a significant investment in the South and Southeast Asian market, including technical education assistance for buyers and adding a marketing staff member to the U.S. Wheat Associates Manila office. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.